Well, usually mid to late September rains aren't all that beneficial for the corn crop, but because this year's crop was planted 2 to 3 weeks late, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says last week's rains did provide a little benefit.
Now 55% good to excellent, up 2 points from a week ago. Corn rated very poor to poor, 16%. That's down 2 points, so a positive move in both directions there for the corn crop. But the three states that have been hardest hit by the drought of 2013, not much change in the overall condition. Wisconsin, actually a point worse, to 29% very poor to poor, and 1 point improvements to 27% very poor to poor in both Iowa and Missouri.
And as far as the maturity and quality of the soybean crop?
Like corn, a nice jump in the push towards maturity. Now 47% of the soybeans dropping leaves by September 22nd. Catching up to, but still behind, the five-year average of 56%. We actually see quite a few of the soybeans dropping leaves in the far upper Midwest. In North Dakota, for example, 82% dropping leaves, and that's ahead of the five-year average of 70%.
However, here in Wisconsin, we're still behind with less than 20% of the crop dropping leaves, and it's even worse in Iowa.
We only see, at this point, 22% dropping leaves in Iowa. That's well behind the five-year average of 57%.
As far as the quality of the crop, 50% of the beans rated good to excellent, 17% poor to very poor. Well, the midterm update of the Farm Service Agency's planted acreage figures for corn and beans has spurred some analysts to figure there could be some changes coming in the USDA's October report. Matter of fact, according to ag economist Darrell Good, he's eyeing a 2 million acre or better drop in the number of acres planted to corn.
With an average yield near 155 bushels, a 2 million acre reduction would reduce the production estimate by 310 million bushels and result in year-ending stocks of about $1.5 billion based on current consumption forecasts.
And according to Good, he said that would tighten our carryover to about 1.545 billion bushels, enough to change things, but just slightly.
Depending on average yield, the potential change in the estimate of harvested acreage of corn is not likely to be large enough to alter prospects of surplus supplies, but certainly could be large enough to stabilize corn prices.
And he said as far as soybeans, they offer a more interesting price story based on Farm Service Agency numbers. The planted acreage figure, he thinks, will drop some 800,000 acres.
However, with an average yield near 41 bushels, an 800,000 acre reduction in the estimate of harvested acreage would reduce the soybean production estimate by about 30 million bushels and result in year-ending stocks of about 120 million based on current consumption forecasts.
Well, focusing in on our prices, it was a fairly active day on Monday with a lot of activity on the dairy front. Butter continues its rally up another half cent to $1.60 1/2 cent per pound. Blocks lose a penny and a quarter to 1.78 1/4 cent, while barrels drop 2 1/4 to 1.74 1/2 cent per pound. Class 3 prices mostly lower. October off 20 at $17.89, November down 10 at $17.60. And January class 3 up a nickel to $16.70. Board of Trade, December corn up 2 1/4 to 4.53 1/4 cent. March corn up to 4.66 a bushel. Beans for November off 7.5 at 13.07 3/4 cent. March dropped to 12.95. And December wheat up 7 1/4 to 6.53 1/2 cent per bushel. Slaughter cows, they were lower. Cutter and utility cows, 70 to 87. Most of slaughter cows, 54 to 69. Replacement bull calves, 65 to 150. Heifer calves, 60 to 135. Barrels and gilts, 68 and down. Market lambs, 120 and down. And that is your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.